Five members of the BC Lions were named to the All-CFL team this past week with quarterback Nathan Rourke, offensive lineman Jarrell Broxton, receivers Kian Hatcher Sr., and Justin McGinnis and defensive end Matthew Betts earning honors. We could go on and write about their exploits, but we will leave that to others. Instead, we are going to point out some members of the Lions that won't get All-Star nods but should be recognized. Sean White, kicker. For some reason, Toronto's Liram Haralahu got the nod as the All-CFL kicker. The Argo veteran had a good season, going 57 for 64 in field goals, but voters must have been suffering from Lions fatigue. Sorry, but 39 for 41 is actually better percentage-wise, with three of those field goals being walk-offs to win games. At 40 years of age, White just continues to do his thing and defy father time. This choice was perplexing to me. Patrice Rene, defensive back. Rene has been a demon on special teams all season long, recording 21 tackles, which was good for sixth in the league. The 27-year-old native of Haiti has been a leader on the punt cover unit, which had the second-best net yardage in the CFL at 38.4 yards per punt. As much as people want to talk about the improved defensive play in the last couple of months, the special teams have taken their game to the next level as well, and Rene is spearheading that charge. Robert Carter Jr., defensive back. Yes, you have seen the highlight reel interceptions, the monster hits and the kickoffs returned for touchdowns, but that's only part of the story. Those plays are great, but what about the other 95% of the snaps that Carter plays on defense? I recently asked Lions defensive coordinator Mike Benavides who were some of the highest graded players in executing their assignments over the course of the season, and Carter was one of his answers. To use some modern-day football vernacular, the guy's a dude. Andrew Pearson, offensive lineman and emergency receiver. Okay, emergency receiver is a bit of a stretch, but Pearson did catch two passes last year running routes as an end. Unfortunately, his game-changing ability has been ignored by new head coach Buck Pierce this season, but we're going to give him some love regardless. Every team needs that glue guy with character, and Pearson is that guy with the Leos. He simply goes about his job in a workmanlike manner and gets everything he can out of his physical abilities, which his teammates respect. He is also the Lions nominee for the Tom Pate Memorial Award, which is given to a player with outstanding sportsmanship and someone who has made a significant contribution to his team and his community. The practice roster players. You might not know who Jordan Terrell, Devin Richardson, Tyron Hunt, Ross Bolger and Jeremy Lewis are, but they have been with the team since training camp in Kamloops, yet only Lewis has managed to play in a single game. There is no glory and certainly no worthwhile financial compensation for being a member of the practice roster. For months, they have just been grinding and preparing for that opportunity that may not come. Their commitment should be recognized. Paul Charbonneau, offensive line coach. If there was a CFL award for assistant coaches, Charbonneau would be an odds-on favorite to win it. He took over a unit that was much maligned last year and turned it into a group that allowed the fewest sacks in the league, 20, while allowing Rourke and the rest of the O to put up league-leading numbers in several categories. Did we also mention that the O-line has had more combinations this season than a Lotto Max $20 quick pick? Derek Oswalt, special teams assistant and video coordinator. Better known as Coach O, Oswalt is responsible for getting all the game video sliced and diced to the point that when the coaches and players get on the charter after a road game, the iPads are already being passed out to individuals so that they can get instant feedback on their performance. It's a lot of work and a thankless job, but one that needs to be done. Tyler Gammon, football operations manager. Who? Gammon isn't a household name but an important individual when it comes to making sure everything goes smoothly on the road. Whether it's setting up and communicating itineraries to the traveling party, booking team buses or formulating a rooming list for hotels, Gammon makes sure everything goes smoothly when the Lions travel. Overtime. Asterisk, this will be the Lions' 25th division final in their storied history with a 10-14 record in their previous appearances. BC will be appearing in their third division final in the last four seasons dating back to 2012. The Lions have lost five consecutive division finals appearances with their last win coming in 2011. The 2025 Western Final will mark the fourth time that the Lions have played the Rough Riders in the penultimate game. Ironically, the previous three games came within a four-year span from 2004 through 2008. In 2004, the Lions prevailed 27-25 at BC Place. 2 years later in 2006, the Lions drubbed the Riders 45-18 in Vancouver, while the following year the Riders came out on top 26-17 in Regina. The Lions enter the Western Final, Saturday 2:30 p.m., TSN, CKNW 730, as three-point underdogs against the Riders with the total set at 53.5. Veteran BC sports personality Bob the Mudge Marjanovic writes about the BC sporting scene for Black Press Media. This column is brought to you by the West Coast Auto Group. For the very best car buying experience, be sure to check out westcoastautogroup.com. Delany's OK Tire Langley in Aldergrove. The experts you can trust. 19863 Fraser Highway in Langley or 3063 275 A Street in Aldergrove.